Jesse Allen talking now with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, taking a look at the market trade. We got those CPI numbers out this morning, and they were worse than expected. And it seems to be kind of a weight across the entire market sector, although it does appear that grains are holding up well despite those CPI numbers. So talk about and share your thoughts with that inflation data we saw this morning and how that is playing into the broader trade.
Yeah, inflation is definitely the name of the game in the markets, and that's probably going to be the story again tomorrow. And we get today was the consumer price index coming out tomorrow. It's a producer price index or inflation at the wholesale level, generally showing that even though commodity prices have come down, we still have structural inflation issues in this economy. And that it came in much stronger than expected, especially the core CPI coming in at 6.3% year on year, up from 5.9% the previous month, and above analyst expectations of 6.1%. So the market is now assuming that we're going to have at least a 75 basis point rate hike next week, and maybe even a 100 basis point rate hike, and that the Fed is probably going to continue to be aggressive into next year with its monetary tightening. And so that caused this morning's equity markets, which were initially positive, to turn sharply negative. We're seeing a big risk-off day on Wall Street, and that's weighing on crude oil prices as well. But when we look at the ags, we're actually seeing a bounce in the wheat market on some technical strength and tight global supplies among major exporting nations. And corn and soybeans have been trading in the red, but just with very modest losses after big gains yesterday. So the ags are realizing that we need to focus more on the fundamentals. Those fundamentals are tight, and even if we're seeing the Fed tighten things up, that demand for the grain and oil seeds is probably going to remain solid enough that we need to keep prices elevated.
Arlen, as well, over in the livestock trade, feels like we're holding up okay there, although I know the cattle market under a little pressure, especially feeders, while the hog market's seeing a bit of a rebound here, a little bit of a maybe technical bounce in that hog market today.
Yeah, and I think that's significant. We are definitely seeing some weaker feed prices there, and you would anticipate that to also be helping feeder cattle, but the cattle complex is really being hurt by the big sell-off in the equity markets, and that's traditionally a relationship. When there's big problems in the equity markets, that tends to be a red flag for consumer fear, and when consumers are afraid, they tend to buy less beef, particularly the higher cuts of meat. And that'll move down the value chain generally and move toward pork and then ultimately to poultry. But that's why beef has taken the biggest hit today. Cash market news, nothing moving really yet. And this morning's online, and buyers and sellers are still about $2 apart between 141 and 143. Expectations are still hopeful, but nothing moving yet.
I know as well, real quick, you talked yesterday, you mentioned about the looming potential rail strike and how we're looking at, you know, maybe moving some grain from, say, parts of the eastern Corn Belt to feedlot country. But one has to wonder, as we continue to watch this situation move forward, still doesn't look like anything's going to be done, how much a looming rail strike could really affect agriculture as a whole here. And I have to think that it would be significant as we near fall harvest.
Absolutely. It'd be the first rail strike that we've seen in 30 years for a nationwide basis. The two sides appear far apart on one key issue overall. Congress could step in and prevent it, and they're getting a lot of pressure to do so, but that doesn't necessarily solve the problem. We're still looking at higher costs, no matter how this issue is settled. We're looking at significantly higher costs and possible significant supply chain disruptions, let alone moving this fall harvest. And as you said, we need to heavy use of the rail to move corn from west to east and also wheat to export terminals. But as tight as hard red winter wheat supplies are getting to be after yesterday's report, we may need to reduce exports of wheat and focus on domestic consumption, particularly feeding wheat in the feedlot district to displace the lack of availability of corn and grain sorghum.
And that's Comments with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at Stone X. Coming up this afternoon on Market Talk as we broadcast live from the Big Iron Farm Show in Fargo, North Dakota. We're going to catch up with Eric Snodgrass of Nutrien and talk weather for the week ahead and as we enter more into fall harvest season. He is here on location at Big Iron this week, so we're going to talk to him coming up on the show this afternoon. We're also going to take a look at markets with the team at agmarket.net and have more coverage here from the Big Iron Farm Show in Fargo, North Dakota. You've been listening to the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Tuesday, September 13th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.